Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Jeremiah chapter 12, and we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. You will be righteous, Lord, even if I bring a case against you. Yet I wish to contend with you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the treacherous live at ease? You planted them, and they have taken root. They have grown and produced fruit. You are ever on their lips, but far from their conscience. As for you, Lord, you know me. You see me. You test whether my heart is with you. Drag the wicked away like sheep to slaughter, and set them apart for the day of killing. How long will the land mourn and the grass of every field wither? Because of the evil of its residents, animals and birds have been swept away. For the people have said, "He cannot see what our end will be." If you have raced with runners and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in a peaceful land, what will you do in the thickets of the Jordan? Even your brothers, your own father's family, even they were treacherous to you. Even they have cried out loudly after you. Do not have confidence in them, though they speak well of you. I have abandoned my house. I have deserted my inheritance. I have handed the love of my life over to her enemies. My inheritance has behaved toward me like a lion in the forest. She has roared against me. Therefore, I hate her. Is my inheritance like a hyena to me? Are birds of prey circling her? Go, gather all the wild animals, bring them to devour her. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trampled my plot of land. They have turned my desirable plot into a desolate wasteland. They have made it a desolation. It mourns desolate before me. All the land is desolate, but no one takes it to heart. Over all the barren heights in the wilderness, the destroyers have come. For the Lord has a sword that devours from one end of the earth to the other. No one has peace. They have sown wheat but harvested thorns. They have exhausted themselves but have no profit. Be put to shame by your harvests because of the Lord's burning anger. This is what the Lord says. Concerning all my evil neighbors who attack the inheritance that I bequeath to my people Israel, I am about to uproot them from their land, and I will uproot the house of Judah from them. After I have uprooted them, I will once again have compassion on them and return each one to his inheritance and to his land. If they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, as the Lord lives, just as they taught my people to swear by Baal, they will be built up among my people. However, if they will not obey, then I will uproot and destroy that nation. This is the Lord's declaration. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to look at it today. We thank you, Lord, that through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we're granted the ability to understand the content of your word, as your Holy Spirit has likewise indwelled us. Lord, we see here a group of people that you offered yourself to, but they were rejecting you. They were honoring you with their lips, but denying you with their consciences. Lord, we pray that we would be men and women who know you and love you and honor you with sincerity and with integrity. Help us, Lord, not to be people who deny you. Help us, Lord, please, not to be people who pretend to walk with you faithfully, but really you're just going in another direction. Lord, we need your help and your guidance to facilitate this in our lives. So we commit ourselves to your care. We thank you for your presence. And we thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you give to us that enable us to walk with you in each and every context that you place us in. We commit ourselves to you today. And we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com